This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America and the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online. And let's not forget about the fact that a special shout-out goes to our military men and our women, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and to all those helping in the coronavirus COVID-19 effort. Thank you for keeping America free and safe. And also to all those people working on the Third Watch, all the people working on the Third Watch, we want to make sure that the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers, and all of those roughnecks working the oil rigs all around the country and around the world, too, get notice for what they do. We appreciate everything you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Facebook page for the Captain's America Third Watch, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like that page over there. Follow us and get in the chat room, too, with all the people we got over there, 73 people tonight, and on Twitter, the Captain at Captain's America on Twitter. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us, and we start out the hour with breaking news. They found the remains of the Kennedy granddaughter and her son floating in the bay, I guess, right?
Chesapeake Bay. She apparently took some kind of a small boat with her son to escape the coronavirus thing. 3 or 4 days ago, I guess, through Chesapeake Bay. If she had a destination in mind, we don't know that yet. I can't imagine that she wouldn't have had a destination, but they came up missing and have just now found the bodies with the Coast Guard.
All right, well, that is a very bad scenario, but it is what it is. Now, let's move over to Afghanistan, because you brought up an interesting point, and I was going to talk about this anyway. We apparently have had the capture of the leader of the ISIS faction that's over there in Afghanistan. They call themselves something other than ISIS, with 19 other people. Is that right?
Well, I can't say we, or in this case, we can't say we, because this appears to have been really an Afghan forces operation, maybe with some assistance, but I think what we're trying to do is give a shot in the arm to the Afghan forces. They need to run these operations. But the Islamic State faction in Afghanistan is known as Islamic State Khorasan. So, yes, we captured their head of that particular Islamic State group, and there were 19 other militants in that too. So, one of the top people was this cat named Faruqi, and he admitted to having links with the regional intelligence agency, so he was playing both sides. Now, interestingly enough, this happened to have occurred in Abbottabad. Now, does that little town sound familiar?
That's where we got bin Laden.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
here we go again, huh?
I hope that this will give a real shot in the arm to the Afghan forces. I'm sure that we assisted in intelligence and whatnot, probably gave them cover, but this may also send a warning to the Taliban, who we keep having issues with. But anyway, that's good news. We got at least 20 militants off the battlefield.
What is the president going to do with this aircraft carrier, Captain? I mean, he seems to have gotten himself involved in that.
Well, he's probably gonna talk to the Secretary of the Navy and a few others over there at the Pentagon and, you know, have some kind of a discussion here. You know, Joe's a pretty forgiving person, in this kind of situation. A lot of people forget, the Marine Andrew Temeresi. Anybody remember Andrew Temeresi?
I do.
He was a Marine that kind of did the wrong U-turn from the United States back into Mexico.
Yep.
And he had weapons on him, and they put him in jail, and it took, you know, a long time to kind of get him out. Well, it was a very sad story. It went on for a very long time. A lot of people don't know this, but they finally got him out in order to help Andrew Temeresi get back on his feet way before Trump was president.
Uh-huh.
He sent $10,000 to Andrew Temeresi to kind of give him a jump start. So
yep.
I think this whole thing is necessarily being blown out of proportion. There's probably some other detail that we don't know. We do know that, you know, he sent a letter by email.
Right.
On an unclassified channel, to 28 or 27, 28, 30 people. And, that just wasn't cool. When his direct boss, who was the strike force commander,
yep,
by the way,
was on the same
happened
ship,
to be in the cabin right next to him,
yep,
on the ship.
That's right.
So, and he didn't, he only conferred with him, but then didn't, I don't know, take his advice or whatever. So there's probably some other details that we don't know all of. But what it did, because it got out the way it got out and it's still out there today, it really said that we have an aircraft carrier that's been neutralized.
Correct.
And not ready for combat.
Correct.
And that into itself is the ultimate violation of all of this.
Yep.
So, anyway.
122,000 signatures on a petition, I know that.
I think we ought to just let the thing go.
All righty, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, oh, by the way, there are reports coming from some areas around the country showing a curve or a slowdown in cases, meaning things are getting better. Oh, boy, oh, boy. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. Now, if you want to know more about them, there is a logo link on my Facebook page, Americans for America. Now, I went and I took and I put the USCCA logo link on that page for a reason, because I want you to take a look at becoming a member of not only the USCCA, but of becoming a member of Americans for America, that Facebook group, and we are growing in numbers. And if you take a look at the ad that's there for the USCCA, if you become a member, there's three levels of membership, you could wind up becoming eligible for up to $474 worth of free stuff. Now, everybody gets the Concealed Carry magazine, no matter what level of membership you take out, but you also could get a bunch of free stuff to go along with it. So why not? And don't forget, every day, the free gun a day giveaway. So you click on that logo link, you get to sign up for a free gun, and then away you go. So that's the Americans for America Facebook page. Sign up there, like the page, follow it, do whatever you want. You can post there. Keep it civil, of course. And then three levels of membership for the USCCA. You'll see the big logo link right there. All righty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us, and good morning again.
Hello.
Now, we just got done talking about the aircraft carrier, and we just had a question from, let's see here, where is this, Thomas, and he is asking us, can't the president put the captain back in control of the, back in charge of the aircraft carrier?
He does have the authority to do that as a commander in chief. He would not do that. That would be a reckless use of his authority. That would blow up all protocols between commander-in-chief and the Pentagon and the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Yeah, that wouldn't be cool.
Yep, I don't doubt that for a second. So, Thomas, that's just the way it is. And the other comment that was just made here was by Steve in Thailand. He says, and this is coming from the chat room, he says, a senior person in the military or a company that copies 25 people on complaining email is out of line. He might as well have sent it to the press. Oh, yeah, wait a minute. That's where it wound up, didn't it?
The San Francisco Chronicle, which happened to be the captain's hometown, did get a copy. How they got a copy, we don't know.
Nope.
We may never know. But let's not forget, in emails you have something called like a courtesy copy, which is where they got the 27, 28 people, but there's also something known as a blind copy. I think they could probably go back and trace that one down real well. But yeah, it did end up in the media.
Now, we're having an election in Wisconsin today because?
The Supreme Court overruled the governor.
Of Wisconsin.
Correct.
And
the state Supreme Court.
Right.
The U.S.
Right. And what people don't understand is when they have these elections, it costs the state a lot of money to do that, printing the ballots and getting the machines out.
They were already done anyway.
Mm-hmm. But it costs a lot of money. Now, I understand that they're going to be putting the National Guard in some of these precincts because some people were sick, they're running shorthanded, and that's who's going to be there when you go to vote in Wisconsin. Is that correct?
Appears to be, yes.
Okay. All right, because I'm kind of curious to see how that works. That's a 1 or 2 day training mission for them that they now know how to operate those machines. I'm not sure.
They're probably only going to be something like assisting poll workers and whatnot, making sure that things operate smoothly. I don't know. I don't know what their assignments are.
Now, we know we've got a cruise ship down in Miami, the Coral Princess, which is sitting there, which had two people die on it, I believe, yesterday, some sick people on board. Are there any more of these ships coming our way?
The other day I happened to see that, this was like 3 days ago, there are still 114 cruise ships out there in the world.
Wow.
I don't know how many, and the problem is that they were all underway prior to this, locking down chaos thing. And when the locking down chaos thing happened, there weren't any countries or ports that would take these ships. So they're just kind of floating out there. And we're trying, these cruise lines are trying very hard to say, hey, we got to go someplace. Well, Florida's taken in three of them. How many are still out there? I heard the number, we're down to 41. I don't know if that's accurate or not. So somewhere between 114 and 41 is where we are, which is a big number. But anyway, an interesting thing happened because Carnival, their stock obviously tanked in a dramatic way,
mm-hmm.
and rightly so. But here's another interesting thing that happened. Because their stock tank. Saudi Arabia has something known as the Public Investment Fund. And they stepped in yesterday and bought an 8.2% stake in Carnival.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, this is going to get a little dicey because the cruise lines are obviously wanting to be part of this stimulus package.
Right.
The $2 trillion one. And we are, the U.S. government's like, yeah, well, these cruise lines probably should get some monies, but the question then becomes, we only want to give it to American companies.
Mm-hmm.
See where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
Because a lot of the crew on these cruise ships, a lot of the crew are not U.S. citizens.
Nope. They've lived in Central or South America, a bunch of them.
Oh, they live, they're Filipinos, they're all, mm-hmm. whatever. Okay, the second part of that is, now Saudi Arabia has an 8.2% stake. They own 8.2% of the stock in Carnival. So they're, now you got a, you see what I'm saying? Now you got a foreign country. And do we want, you see what I'm saying? So I don't know. We're going to get real dicey on this one for some kind of a bailout for the cruise line.
Now, there's reports coming from several areas around the country. And again, when we were talking, and I made the comment here in the break, there's going to be certain parts of the country are going to open up over here and over there and over here and over there because there's basically not having the trouble that other parts of the country are. That's the way they're probably going to open it up. But there's a curve starting to show up in several different areas for the past couple of days. And in one case, three, that would be Florida. But again, I think in Florida, it's because of all the warm weather we had, the hot weather and all the bright sunlight.
Well, part of that, but we also, it's pretty interesting because the numbers are kept by Johns Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
And the CDC keeps numbers, but we don't see any real reports coming out of them. The models that we see, or the numbers that we see, reports we see, are coming from Johns Hopkins. Okay, fine. Now, for instance, in Florida, does it include these cruise ships?
I don't think so.
Why? We don't know that. And, mm-hmm. and the other interesting thing about the cruise ships is you've got people on those cruise ships that are not Americans. I mean, there are, some of them are Americans for
right.
sure. But then there's a lot that belong to, you know, Britain,
well, yeah.
Sweden, you know,
Port Everglades, Port Everglades last weekend. We had people in Europe and people in Canada, a large amount that went back.
So we're telling those countries, you better send a plane over to come get these people because we're not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're sending planes over to other countries to get our people and bring them back. So everybody has to take that responsibility. Now, some of them on these cruise ships are from, say, Texas or Illinois or where, being a Pennsylvania, wherever state. They're not all Floridians.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very different, and so where do you assign? If you've got people that are, have tested positive, where do those numbers get attributed to? They get attributed to Florida or they get attributed to Philadelphia, for instance?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we don't know the answer to that one.
Well, I do know the hot spots in Florida right now are South Florida, down there in South
yeah.
Florida, Miami, West Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale. Looks like down to Marathon, definitely the hot spots in Florida right now. And the percentage that are testing positive are at 10.8%.
Well, and it doesn't mean that if you test positive that it's a death sentence either.
No, hell no. No. All right, well, here we go. Time for the break. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Stay low. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Check out her great articles over there at her website. And follow her on Facebook, FoundersCode.com. I'll be right back with more coming right back after all these little messages coming in your direction.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Some signs of progress in fighting the coronavirus in terms of flattening the curve. Still, many more people expected to pass away in the U.S. In New York City, Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says the number of hospitalizations down slightly. Michigan and Louisiana still seeing their numbers rise. President Trump wishing British Prime Minister Boris Johnson well. He's had the coronavirus now for about 10 days, but he has been moved to the intensive care unit in a hospital in London as he's now critically ill. Johnson is 55 years old.
Americans are all praying for his recovery. He's been a really good friend. He's been really something very special, strong, resolute, doesn't quit, doesn't give up.
At a big rally on Wall Street, the Dow gaining almost 8%. You are listening to USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, or you can call them at 800-659-2080 to find out more about what they have to offer and become an aviation maintenance tech. Now, here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, again, the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, the other one here in Clearwater, Florida, which is on the west side of Tampa Bay. I'm in Tampa, they're in Clearwater, across the bay from me. And again, NAA.edu or 800-659-2080. Schedule an appointment to take a tour and see the campus and see what they have to offer. Now, the Army is asking if you can pass the COVID-19 smell test, because you might have to the next time you head onto a base in South Korea. Now, what I'm talking about there is they've been training dogs for a while to smell the COVID-19 virus, which apparently has an aroma to it that a dog can pick up on, and they've trained some dogs to do just that. So when you're coming back onto a base from wherever you've been, the dog picks up on the scent, well, I don't think you're going to really get on the base all that easy, because that's going to be the way that they're going to try to keep track of this. Now, believe it or not, they say that they've trained dogs to do this. We'll just have to wait and see. Now, a soldier who faked his own suicide back in December so he could allegedly go absent without leave in Mexico was charged in federal court for sending a false distress message to the Coast Guard, launching a 10-hour search party and wasting $172,000. He said he went to Mexico to fight the cartels down there. Okay. And I'll tell you what, unbelievable. What's going to happen next? Well, how about this? Patients on board the Navy's hospital ship Comfort tested positive for COVID-19 after being transferred Friday from a facility in New York City. I might also point out to you that one of the crewmen on there has tested positive too. So they got a little problem going on there. Now, remember Tom Cruise? Well, they were going to film Top Gun, the sequel release. It's now been delayed 6 months due to COVID-19. Now, they were going to film some of that at Miramar. And the studio heads at Paramount Pictures were just feeling the need for social distancing, and they just didn't want to do that. So, going to wait 6 months and see what happens. Now, a lot of you may have known about Bill Withers passing away at 81, an American singer and songwriter. But I'll bet what you didn't know is that he was a Navy veteran. Now, he served in the Navy. He wrote songs from the 70s that provided all types of inspiration in the decades they first aired, and he passed away in L.A. at the age of 81 due to heart complications. He was a three-time Grammy Award winner, Navy veteran, too. Now, I told you about the petition that was going on along with the captain of the aircraft carrier, Theodore Roosevelt. 122,000 signatures on a petition calling for the Navy to put him back in charge of the carrier. Don't know that that's going to happen, but we'll see. And by the way, the acting U.S. Navy Secretary Thomas Motley's dismissal of a beloved captain who raised concerns about the health of sailors aboard the service carrier, the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt, sparked swift and sudden outrage from lawmakers and former service members who saw the move as retribution when it came to the Navy Secretary. There's people calling for his head, too. And that's because a lot of the Navy brass felt like they'd been blindsided by the aircraft carrier captain's emailed appeal to 25 people, maybe more. Now, COVID-19 cases amongst airmen right now has increased more than 75% this week. They are scrambling to make sure they got everything going on the way they need to have, but a lot of people are getting sick, coming down with it. And the 55th Wing has moved into Offutt Air Force Base. The island is about to get a makeover. The old STRATCOM headquarters will get a long overdue upgrade as the 55th Wing is moving in. Also, Air Mobility Command will soon stop some missions and cut back others to focus on what it deemed essential as the new coronavirus outbreak changes how the military operates globally around the world. And the Marines has five questions for you. Each of the military services are reorganizing under a banner that's loosely referred to as information warfare. The Marine Corps' version of this idea is to follow a concept it's specifically calling Operations in the Information Environment, OIE, that is purposely not using the term information warfare. Leave it to the Marines. Okay. By the way, a Marine Corporal Systems Operator patrols through the thick brush over in a large island, remote island somewhere in the Pacific, where she catches an incoming enemy patrol rapidly barreling towards her unit. What do you do? Well, they now have a virtual world that they're training their Marines with as to what they do, how they call in air support and whatnot when they get in a situation, because they're not going out in the field and they're practicing social distancing. So that means that they're doing things by computer, which might not be a bad idea, because there's some interesting things you can do on a computer that I never thought were all that terrible when it came to learning how to maneuver and to do different things, command structures. By the way, if Marines are coming up on retirement or separation dates, they can request a service extension to buy extra time to properly transition from military life if COVID-19 is throwing a wrench into their plans to leave the Corps, either because they've got it or because they're stuck somewhere where they can't get out of it because they can't move. And the Space Force is wrapping up its report on how to build a successful new military space acquisition enterprise, posing 10 recommendations to Capitol Hill while starting to move out on pieces of the plan. It's going to be interesting to see how they wind up playing out. By the way, the National Guard, to date, more than 21,300 troops, National Guard troops, have been mobilized for the COVID-19 response. 18 states they are involved in, 2 territories, and the District of Columbia on Title 32 orders. More than 21,300 Army and Air National Guard representatives. By the way, in the midst of all the global pandemic, about 50 members of the Nebraska Air National Guard deployed last week for military operations in the Middle East. They took extreme precautions, staying away from everybody so there wouldn't be any containment or contamination on their part. And the VA, unfortunately, is reporting 20 deaths now from the coronavirus. Total cases in the VA are up to 2,500, and this is since mid-March. And by the way, Omaha's VA Medical Center has transformed its operations ahead of the expected COVID-19 surge. They are changing their operations, taking patients there. That's going to be one of the places where they are getting patients for that part of the country. So we'll see how all that works out. Alrighty, coming back with the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski, and boy, oh boy, I can't wait to see what he thinks about all this stuff coming up with a $1.5 trillion stimulus that's in the works here. Don't know what's going to happen, but he'll tell us. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, that's exactly what's going on there. And my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by our friends over at the Phoenix Ordnance. That's a gun store, 8601 49th Street, Pinellas Park, Florida. Now, they're open Tuesday through Saturday, and they open at 10 a.m. in the morning. So if you want to stop by, see what they have to offer, Two Guys Gun Shows, that's the guys that do that, but they're known as Phoenix Ordnance for the gun store that they got at 8601 49th Street, Pinellas Park, Florida. Stop by, see Guy and the gang, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. By the way, tell them you're a veteran. You never know what might happen there. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I mean, we're all going to get rich, fat, and famous again on this next space war that's coming, another $1.5 trillion. Now, we're being told that it's going to be infrastructure, but we're also being told there's going to be more cash for Americans with a second phase of tossing some more dollars out there.
Yeah, listen, I mean, they can keep talking all they want. I mean, they might want to get out the last stimulus package a little bit better. I mean, it's just not even close to getting done, and it's very, very difficult, for these banks, to actually comply and get out this money to small businesses. They keep patting themselves on the back saying, oh, we got this amount of money out. You gotta remember how much has been allocated and how many small businesses there are out there in the country. The Fed yesterday announced that they're going to be buying all of these loans, so there's no risk to the banks at all in this. So, you know, they really got to move quickly because we're going to see more and more small businesses not open up when all said and done unless they get this help.
Well, that's all true. And as I told you and as you already very well know, we've got businesses that just can't sit there and wait much longer. I mean, they got to move or they're done.
No, yeah, you're right. It's just it's real tough right now. And New York has been pushed back. They said yesterday the schools have been pushed back until at least May, until they open up, which is, again, it's really tough going here. They canceled a lot of the final exams for the kids, and a lot of parents are, you know, kind of, you know, confused right now, saying, okay, well, you know, what do I do with my kids? My kids need to learn all of this material. It's important that they understand all of this stuff before they move on to the next grade. You know, how do we go about handling this? So there's a lot of questions out there right now. And I can't stress how important it is right now for them. You know, before you move on to the next thing, you want to get the last thing accomplished, and they haven't done that yet.
Now, New York City is by far the number one area in the country for what's going on out here with the coronavirus. I mean, I've been looking at the cases there, so to speak, with New York, and it's just unbelievable what's going on there. Now, they've had a couple of days where the cases have slowed down a little bit, but that hasn't stopped the deaths and all that stuff, which you might well expect would be happening anyway.
Well, it's most certainly. I mean, it looks like it's kind of topping out to some degree right now in regards to deaths, and it's most certainly the amount of people that are being admitted, you know, to the various different hospitals. So that's gone down as well. So, you know, that's a very good sign. We'd like to see that. And, you know, obviously the whole purpose of these shutdowns is obviously so the healthcare system can catch up and not get overwhelmed. And if we get to that point in time, that's great. Because, you know, I've been talking about this for a while since the beginning. I think a lot of these shutdowns have to do simply with that. I don't really think that there's much that anybody can do. I mean, the virus is a virus. It's going to work its way through society. More than 50% of the people that actually get the virus don't show a single symptom at all, so they don't even know if they have it in the first place. What it basically tells me is that, you know, the reason for the shutdowns is basically to, you know, slow things down, and that's all, because eventually it's going to work its way through the system, whether we like it or not.
Yeah, and the other thing is this Mark Cuban, who's been very vocal lately. He's been out on a number of the different networks talking about what he thinks he sees. He says America 2.0 will reset businesses after the virus. Many are planning for a second coming of a great, great period of financial times once again.
Well, we'll see. I hope he's right. I mean, I think that if people want to get out and about and do things, there's certain people out there that are going to be scared. I'm not one of them. I'm more worried. I've been talking about this, you know, especially with my kids. I'm more worried about my kids driving a car than I am of this. And I'm not saying that this is not a serious virus, okay? It is for certain people. But the reality of the situation is that younger people are just that they're not likely to get this. They're likely to catch it and not show any symptoms of it. And it's something that we're going to have to deal with. We're not going to be able to eradicate this for a period of time until they come up with a vaccine, and we cannot be shut down to that point in time.
Well, I'm going to round out some numbers of which you hear this. 3% of the people that catch this are dying. 3%, that's a rough average. And 97% that catch this get over it and move on.
Well, that number's not even accurate in the sense, Matt, is that we don't do enough testing.
Correct. Except for Florida, we got a problem. Yeah. We're doing it down here.
But the reality is that, you know, you say that 3% of the people that they have caught it.
That's right.
We don't know the amount of people that caught it. When all is said and done, the mortality is going to be much, much lower than that.
Correct. You're right. Absolutely. Now, I'm looking at the futures of the market today, and right now, it looks like we're going to have a really good day. Everything's up substantially.
Yeah, and again, that has to deal with the fact that, you know, quite honestly, the numbers are looking better. As far as the, you know, that flattening of the curve that they keep talking about, you know, the numbers are not spiking, to the degree that they said that they were. So all of the projections that they've had have come way under, what they've been actually projecting, which is great.
And the other thing is this drug, hydroxychloroquine, that's out there that is starting to get a real rush on everything, that it seems to be working everywhere it's been used. And when they tie it in with the Z-Pak, or they tie it in with zinc or whatever else it is that they're tossing in there, it's working. There's a doctor in Los Angeles that everybody he's given the drug to so far, everybody has recovered in fairly short time.
God willing, I hope it works. You know, that's what I'm saying. I just hope that they come up with something. They hope they come up with some concoction that helps treat this, so we can get the country restarted again and help people to recover.
Yep. And folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is how you find out more about him. You know, we were going to have a Wisconsin primary, and then we weren't going to have a Wisconsin primary. And then the Wisconsin Supreme Court stepped in yesterday and says, whoa, hold it a minute, boys. We're going to have us an election today. So we are. And one of the reasons they didn't want to have it is because they had a lot of the poll workers sick. Well, in goes the National Guard, and they're going to put on the election in some of the areas.
Well, again, you know, my concern, quite honestly, Matt, I don't like the idea, you know, they keep talking about having this vote by mail thing or vote online.
Oh, yeah.
In November. I don't trust it at all. I don't. I'm sorry. You know, I don't trust the, you know, that this is going to be honest. I believe that I don't even like the absentee ballots. I see it. You know, I believe that, you know, old school, you go to a voting booth. You want to vote, you go to a voting booth and you pull that lever, and that's how you do it.
Well, here's the deal. A former campaign Clinton attorney wants and says, and they're trying to get this in there somehow, they want the U.S. to vote by mail. They want ballot harvesting made legal everywhere, and they want vote anywhere rules. If you live in Florida and you're in New York, you can vote in New York and your vote will count in Florida.
No, I don't believe it at all.
It's crazy. That's crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah, yeah. I believe you show your ID, which we don't do everywhere in this country. You show your ID, you go and you vote. It's good for your community. It's good for the country as a whole. I think, you know, that's the way things should be done. We're very old school, you know, actually kind of where we live here and how that it goes about doing. You vote at the schools, you vote at the public libraries. I think that's what we have to get back to.
And George Soros is founding a group that's pushing the agenda on a nationwide drop boxes for ballots. That one, I can't wait to see how that would work out.
Yeah. Again, I don't trust it at all. People will lose their faith in the system if you do things this way. So it's not going to be helpful.
All right. Well, here comes the music. You have yourself a great day. Stay safe up there. Be healthy and don't take any wood nickels.
Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, calling us from Long Island, as my mother used to say, Long Island, where my cousin Kenneth lived. And by the way, he lives right up there in Huntington, right around the corner from where my cousin used to be. All righty, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is Captain's America Third Watch, coming back with Ron.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.